Wells Kaufman, president and CEO of Ravinia Festival, lofty titles for sure, but don't really cover the things that he has done for and brought to Ravinia for the last 20 years, is with us this morning on WXRT to talk a little bit more about the just-announced Summer 2020 lineup. Good morning, Wells.
Good morning. It's good to be with you today.
Besides good morning, the other two words I want to say to you are King Crimson. How did you make that happen?
It's pretty cool, isn't it? So I'm as excited about the Zappa Band as well, I just have to say. Because when I was a bad jazz pianist in junior high and high school, we actually got to meet Frank Zappa. So, of course, he's no longer with us. But that whole history of progressive rock and roll and everything that those two groups did and led, not to mention the fact that Frank Zappa kind of was, with Cass Elliott, you know, the controller of everything that happened on Laurel Canyon, right?
You know your music history, which is just one of the things I like about you. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's just totally cool. I'm glad that you focused on that one first because, you know, in a season it's got Sheryl Crow and Australian Pink Floyd and the Lost 80s and the Indigo Girls and Ani DiFranco for the first time, which I'm really happy
about.
That's
a surprise.
Steve Miller and Fogerty. And Dispatch, who we've been trying to get for a bit too. It's great that you singled that one out to begin with because it's a night that maybe people wouldn't necessarily focus on if they don't know who they are. But man, it's
well, the thing about Crimson is that he's been Fripp has been making music for 50 years, and I missed the last tour, but it was really the talk of the town. I think it was an auditorium show. They're making their Ravinia debut on July 5th in a WXRT show with alumnus from Frank's band going out under the name the Zappa Band. Other debuts this year, is this the first time for a headlining position for Rodrigo and Gabriela?
No, this will be the second time.
Okay.
We brought them 5, 6, 7 years ago or something like that. I was able to see them in Aspen, but I was also able to see them in, you may know the theater. There's this wonderful theater that's sort of, you know, the Beacon in New York. It's kind of that size, but it's in Boston.
Right.
And I'd seen Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders there the night before, which was an extraordinarily great experience. And I feel like a huge failure for not getting the Pretenders to Ravinia in the 20 years I've been there. But Rod and Gab, they just lit it up. It was incredibly great. And so we're really excited, not only that they're coming back, but they're on our day, our big fiesta day, our big family day, our closing nights. And we're opening with Jesse and Joyce. We're sort of flanking the season with two Latin acts that Jesse and Joyce never been with us. We've been wanting them for a while, but they're kids, you know. I mean, literally, they're kids. So it's going to be pretty cool.
A lot of XRT shows, and I got to tell you, the last couple of years, it has been a pleasure to hang and meet you and chat with you and meet a bunch of XRT listeners. Specific XRT shows this summer at Ravinia, we're talking to Wells Kaufman, president and CEO. Is this the debut as a headliner for Andrew Bird?
No, we've had Andrew once before, but not too long ago. That was actually a pretty challenging get as well. You know, artists that are Chicago-based, and he's, I think, from Lake Forest or something like that, Andrew is, it's like they don't necessarily want to play at home or they want to play downtown. I completely get that. There's no anger about that in any way. But it just took a long time to convince. But he had a really, really good time. And I think this bill with Calexico and Iron Wine and Joseph is going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's happening June 19th. Now, I've struck out twice here as far as who has been making their debut. But Brian Ferry on August 24th.
Once before. Now, you may recall that he was going to come back and he canceled. You may remember his son was in a really hideous car accident. And so he canceled, I think, a year of touring in order to help his son recover from that situation. And then there was something else health-wise within the family as well. So we're really excited about having him back. I got to tell you this, Roxy Music is my brother's favorite band. My brother's a couple years older than I. And we actually had a Samoyed dog named Roxy. And who everybody thought was named after, you know, a character in the musical Chicago or something like that. But no, it was Roxy Music. And we would sing Avalon to the dog, who seemed to like it. This is a good story I will tell Brian Ferry.
At least you stopped before you dressed him up in a tuxedo, but go ahead.
That's right.
I digress.
Yeah.
Other highlights this summer. June 13th.
Bob Marley tribute.
Yeah, dig that. Marley would have been 75 this year.
Can you believe it? Amazing.
No, I can't.
On the one hand, it seemed like too young. On the other hand, it seemed like not old enough for the impact. that he's had on the music world.
So that's on August 12th. John Hyatt coming back. He always does really well. Australian Pink Floyd. Fogerty on July 1st. Yeah. I do want to touch upon this, and I don't want to end on a sad note here as we speak with Wells Kaufman from Irvinia. But you're stepping down, stepping aside, stepping out. I can't imagine there are any greener pastures than Irvinia, but perhaps there are.
You know, it's interesting. It's a great question, and it's not bittersweet at all, because I'd never worked anywhere longer than 5 years. So the fact that I basically had the tenure at Irvinia of four different jobs that I've had, I think I did the math right, is very exciting. And it has flown by. I mean, if there's anything that I wish, is that I could have slowed time down a little bit to savor it more. But we've gotten a lot accomplished. The Irvinia family, the Board of Trustees, the Women's Board, amazing Women's Board, the staff. We've gotten a lot done. We've I wouldn't say transformed the place, but we've certainly upped the game when it comes to food and beverage, to infrastructure, to the underpass, under the train, to the video screens. And on the non-classical side of what we do, what my aim was from the very beginning was to try to lift the quality to the place of Yo-Yo Ma and Zach Perlman and Josh Bell and Renee Fleming, right? So that there would be an evening out between the classical side of quality with the non-classical. So, that can always be improved. That will be for my successor or successors to do. But I think I'm going to turn over the reins of a very special place to, I'm sure it's going to be a very special person or a couple of people, depending on how they decide to structure things.
Well, I just...
And the leadership team, the senior staff's amazing. They're just amazing. You know Nick, you know Russell, you know these folks.
Well, you know, good people like yourself bring in good people, and they learn that as people who are overseeing organizations like this, that you're good at what you do, but you're better when you bring in good people.
There's no question about that. You're only as good, in fact, as the people that surround you, right? And to that extent, we're always grateful that we're in Highland Park, because the audience, the people that love us, people are passionate about Irvinia. They love walking there. They love sitting in their backyards and listening to concerts. They love for the season to come out. We have as strong a relationship with the city of Highland Park as we've ever had in our history, thanks to a lot of elbow grease and a lot of connectivity and a lot of really strong communication.
Well,
though we consider ourselves a Chicagoland organization, and of course the easiest way to get to the city is the train, still, we're very grateful for that piece.
I just want to say that in closing here that whether anybody fully fathoms the work that you've put in for the last 20 years, turning Irvinia into a must-play venue for some of the world's greatest artists, or they just walked in and had themselves a magical night of music under the stars, I want to say thank you on behalf of everybody who has walked through the gates of Irvinia in the past and will do so again this summer. Wells Kaufman,
so President. Much. I look forward to seeing you many times this summer.
Oh, you got it, man. King Crimson, July 5th, XRT Show. Thank you, Wells Kaufman, President and CEO of Irvinia Festival.